This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
I'm here and Jeremy's there.
Now, we have a story for you, and I'm not going to give you the story just yet because I want to ask you a question first. This will all make sense, okay? This is for women only, this question, okay? So I only want women to answer this question. So I want you to take out your phones right now. This will be very interesting what the answer to this is, okay? So every single woman listening, take out your phone now and text me the answer to this question, okay? Our text number is
0877 98, 98, 98.
And here is the question I'm going to ask you. It's a yes, no answer, okay? Yes, no answer. Would you be prepared to foot half the bill for your engagement ring? Okay, that is the question. Think about it. Would you be prepared to pay half the bill for the engagement ring? Okay, because we're all in the, we're in a world of equality now where women want equality and women want to be seen as equal. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep. Yep.
So this is the question. If you were getting engaged tomorrow, or maybe you are already are engaged, it doesn't make any difference, but hypothetically, would you be prepared to pay half the bill for the engagement ring? Okay, so you get engaged next week, and the fellow you're getting engaged to says, well, I'm looking at a ring here, it's $5,000. Would you be prepared to pay $2,500 off that? It's a simple yes or no. Text us now, 0877 98 98 98. That is our text or WhatsApp number. Simple question, would you be prepared to pay half the bill for your engagement ring? And I will give you, well, I'll tell you the reason we're going to talk about this in a second.
So let me just work out this poll, yeah? You're asking people to text yes or no.
Just women only. And the, question was, would you be prepared to split the bill, to go Dutch on your engagement ring?
Okay, here's the result of the poll so far.
If it's a result so far, it's either a result or it's not a result.
No, because people can still text and you can
but
change
then it's not
vote.
A result.
Okay, the current status of play is 36% of you said yes, which means that 64% of you said no. Okay, so 36% said yes, I'd be prepared to pay for half of the engagement ring, and 64% said no.
Okay, in the news today, here is the headline. Should couples share the cost of an engagement ring? It is now the done thing, according to this article, to go Dutch on your engagement ring. It's a controversial issue, but in recent times of equality and women wanting more freedom in a relationship, an increasing number of couples are now going Dutch on buying an engagement ring as they feel it makes more sense financially. For many, many years, men have been struck with the burden of having to pay for an engagement ring, which in some cases can, oh my God, can go up to 25,000 euros. Who's paying 25,000 euro for an engagement ring?
Celebrities are, maybe.
Bloody big Egypt. But nowadays, couples are deciding to go Dutch on an engagement ring. And might you get a load of this? 46% of women said they would be willing to split the cost of the ring. I don't believe that for one moment.
Distant from our poll. 36% said yes in our poll.
I think any woman, and this is all of you who text in as well, any woman that says she would be happy to go Dutch on an engagement ring is lying to the back of her teeth. Would you agree?
Well, Jackie, you kind of did pay half. What do you mean kind of did?
Well, I suppose it was a different situation because we were getting our mortgage, that which was 15 years ago, and then we decided to get engaged. So with the mortgage money, we got the engagement ring.
So it was kind of both your money?
Yeah.
Now, I can hear there'll be a lot of women listening now going, oh, what a dirty big E, just letting herself go for half the engagement. Did you feel let down by it?
Not at all. We had children as well, so I mean, it was just worked out the best way. I mean, the ring I wanted that I always liked, so we had the money there, so we said, let's get it.
And in fact, somebody texted in a couple of minutes ago, there are advantages to going halves on the ring because you can afford a more expensive one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose mine was 3,500. That was, 15 years ago.
What? But, 3,500 15 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Why, is that a lot for a ring?
That's about $7,000 now.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lovely ring. But, I mean, it's what we wanted to do. And then he proposed to me in the car with the boys in the back. So it was nice.
That sounds very romantic. Like something out of a Mills and Boone novel. Now, there are loads and loads.
I just got a friend of mine just texted me a second ago. Get a load of this, yeah?
Yeah.
My best man paid $46,000 for his missus's ring.
46 no. grand.
Now, his best man would have a few bob, yeah?
Who is he? Name him. Is he a celebrity?
I'm not naming names, but paid 46 grand for the ring, yeah? But my other half would have told me to jump if I asked her for money towards the ring.
We're not talking about necessarily the cost of it. We're just talking about going Dutch. So do you think every woman should go Dutch on an engagement ring now?
Well, I suppose it depends on what situation you're in.
Well, no, it doesn't matter what situation. You know, you either go Dutch on something or you don't go Dutch on it.
Well, I'd no problem going Dutch. None whatsoever.
You see, there's a part of me that is a little bit old-fashioned, yeah?
Well, we're a lot of years with each other.
Where's the surprise in the engagement?
But hang on, Adrian, women are shouting every day of the week about equality.
I get that.
Feminists going on about, we're equal to men, we deserve everything that men have. So why don't you take half the bill for the engagement ring then?
Yeah, okay. Sarah, you're on 98FM. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah, you'd be happy to pay half.
Yeah, well, like you go halves on the wedding, and like if you're in a relationship, you go halves on everything anyway. And to be honest, I think the whole engagement ring thing is shite anyway. It's all a farce. I just think it's silly. It's a waste of money.
So how come no women are willing to, because I'm looking at the text message, everybody like Katie rings, these women are embarrassed to go on the air. Is there a shame in women admitting that the man paid for the full ring? It's kind of a gold digger thing, isn't it?
I think it's just his high maintenance. That's 64% that come in on your poll there.
Yeah.
They're just high maintenance gold diggers.
And they're I mean,
so say, hang on, somebody who's let's call her a traditionalist, who believes that it's a man's
job, which is a nice word for a gold digger,
who's a traditionalist, who believes that it's a man's job, his responsibility to buy the ring. Yeah, but they're gold diggers.
The traditionalists, as you're calling them, need to go back to the 1960s and get men to hold the door open and pay the bills and all that.
I'm delighted to hear a woman saying that.
I'm a man, yep.
Stop shouting her down because she's a woman.
I'm a man, and I got engaged 2 years ago. I'm getting married to Christmas, yeah?
Right.
And I wouldn't, in a month of Sundays, have said to her, give half of the money for the ring.
Well, you wouldn't say it in that way.
Adrian, you were probably born in the 1960s,
weren't
you?
Well, you actually were.
Well, he actually was. Like,
I am engaged, all right? Now, I didn't pay for half of the ring because it was a surprise. But
that's my point.
If I'd have known and I told him and he listened to what I said, we only got a cheap ring. And over €1,000, I would not wear it. It's a waste of money. I'd rather go on a holiday with it.
I don't disagree with you on that.
It's only a ring.
And here's the thing that a lot of women forget is that when an engagement happens, it's a huge financial burden to the man. A huge financial burden. The man gets nothing. Absolutely nothing. The woman spends the next 6 months going around showing off her ring to all her workmates. Look how sparkly my ring is. The man gets zero. What did you get out of your engagement, Adrian?
Nothing. A nice photograph, actually.
Does that not annoy you?
No, not really.
Because looking back on it, it annoys me. I got nothing.
So why don't you send her an invoice then for half the ring?
Well, I'm not going to send my wife an invoice because it was years ago now.
No, but the point that I'm making is I would think that it would be very mean of a guy to say, let's get engaged, will you give me half the money for the ring?
Well, a bloke shouldn't have to say that. I mean, if you're living with someone and you're in a relationship, God, whatever he is, like, in my house, we go Dutch on everything. Like, I have my own money, he's his own money, but it's not air money, it's just whatever. If we go out, we take it out of the pot, we split everything. Do you know what I mean? So why can't it be the same with the engagement ring?
Okay, so once again, just so we're clear on what you're saying, just for the podcast, what you're saying is any woman that won't even pay money towards her engagement ring is a gold digger.
Yes, like, I don't get why men have to pay it. Why? Why should they?
Because it's a gift.
Right, what about the wedding, though?
What about the wedding?
Yeah, but you're going to go Dutch on that, so why not go on the engagement ring? I just don't get it.
You see, if it were a case...
You are like, I want a £5,000 tip in your ring and this, that and the other. Well, then go and buy it your fucking self.
Mind the language there, but...
She's angry, Adrian. She's angry.
But sorry, if it were a tradition that men wore lovely sparkly diamond rings as well when they got engaged, then we get one each.
Listen. Who these days sticks to tradition? Most weddings are in hotels now, not George's. So you can't stick tradition on an engagement ring and go and get married in a hall at the back of a hotel.
I have to say, Sarah, you are a breath of fresh air. You really are. No, you are a breath of fresh air.
Because
for years I'm sick of the hypocrisy of women and feminists saying we're equal to men. But even though I'm equal to you, I'll still take a £5,000 ring off you. You're right, gold diggers.
Yeah.
But you see, I'm speaking from a man's point of view.
Today you got engaged, your wife has your balls, Adrian, in a container that says never break this glass.
My point is, as a man, I wouldn't even in my wildest dreams have said, listen, will you give me half of the money for that ring? Not in a million years.
No, me neither, but now it's the done thing.
Breda, you're on 98FM. Hi, Breda.
Hi.
Breda, ladies should pay half of the engagement ring if women want true equality.
I really... I don't know what's next. I mean, do men want to give birth to the children next? Is that what we're going to face?
It's not really practical.
But my point here is that it's tradition. I mean, a man is getting your hand in marriage. I mean, you should be getting something. You are giving yourself...
A life of misery, pretty much, a lot of the time.
Well, that must be your wife or your husband, whatever your sexual orientation is. I'm talking about tradition. The woman is giving her hand.
Okay, but sorry, Breda, as...
She's giving her hand?
As Sarah rightly pointed out, it was tradition to get married in a church, and less and less and less people are getting married in churches now.
Okay, well, even scrap tradition for a moment. You are still agreeing to a life with somebody. I mean, you're agreeing to be somebody's other person. You should have something for it. I mean, you should have something given to you to mark the moment.
Yeah, half an engagement ring. You can have half an engagement ring.
So, excuse me, when your car breaks down or things go in your house, do you get out with the screws and the hammers and do your DIY there?
Oh, it does not bother me. Absolutely.
Breda, do you believe...
You sound like an ugly human being.
Breda, do you believe in...
No, I wouldn't stand there and wait.
I'd say probably young and desperate, probably.
Breda, do you believe in...
Hang on a second.
Do you believe in equality for the sexes?
Yes, I believe in equality, but I also believe in certain things that should be how they are.
So
I'm not going to get out in a pair of overalls.
Sarah, let me read this message. Let me read this message. Until a man can bear the brunt of childbirth...
Oh, here we go. It's a childbirth card.
Buying an engagement ring is the least they can do.
Oh, the least.
Get a grip. Come on here. I've three children, right? It doesn't mean I deserve a $5,000 wedding ring. Like, he had to go through 9 months to listen to me moan and crying. So this girl, what's her name, Breda?
Yes.
Yeah, by the sounds of her, she's one of these that, oh, I'll sit down and have dinner and you will pay, and the expense of wine and the Chanel shoes.
Here's another message. Here's a surprise for some Dublin man over the next while. My brother's girlfriend is going to buy him an engagement ring for Christmas and propose to him. He doesn't know it yet. Now, that's different. That's the other way around, isn't it? Teresa, you got engaged last weekend.
I did.
And did you pay half the ring?
No, I didn't. But then I didn't choose an expensive ring. I saw the ring I liked and it cost £68.
£68?
Yeah.
So are we dealing with pounds now?
No, I was in the UK for the...
You're in the UK.
Okay.
£68, but you didn't go halves on it?
No.
No, she couldn't even come up with the 34...
No, I think women are selfish that goes out and picks $2,000 or $3,000 for a ring.
You couldn't even come up with the 34 euro.
Don't be smart.
Sorry, Breda, you're trying to get back in there. Go on.
Yes, I mean, did they have to move money around to get that ring? Or, I mean...
That's so condescending.
It is so condescending. It doesn't matter the cost of a ring. It's the symbol.
No, exactly.
Well, that's what's wrong with women today. Sorry.
We went for what we could afford. We went for what we could afford.
Have your reception in the Travelodge.
Breda, stop being so condescending.
I'll have it where I can afford to have it.
Yeah, exactly.
And Travelodge don't do weddings.
I'm not going to live beyond my means like the rest of the idiots.
Exactly, Teresa. Fair play to you. Fair play.
For a big wedding.
Yep, you're dead right. You're dead right. Sorry to cut across because I'm actually out of time.
And just to finish off that, it just shows you how women are ashamed to admit that they are in this way and that they are sexist. Shelley says, any man that wants a woman to pay half, a tight prick, is what she says. Excuse my French. See, there you go.
This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10, only on 98FM.